It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
So why is Conference USA's Grinch stealing October Saturday football games? And full disclosure, I'm a graduate of current Conference USA member, Louisiana Tech University. On Wednesday night this week, Conference USA featured two televised football games, though each of the four teams involved received a bit of national exposure on television for more than 3 hours. The two midweek college football games were staged in front of a significantly lower home crowd than they were playing for on Saturdays back earlier in the season. Wednesday's first televised Conference USA matchup, a school night by the way on a Wednesday, lest we forget, was played at Sam Houston State University in Huntsville, Texas, and the weather couldn't have been better. Game time temperatures in Huntsville were in the upper 60s, nearly perfect fall weather conditions in Texas. The Sam Houston Bearcats, in their first season at the FBS level, lost a tough, entertaining 33-27 overtime thriller to Florida International. According to the Sam Houston Athletics website, the home team's attendance last night was a minuscule 7,543 fans for a nationally televised game on the CBS Sports Network, which, by the way, is available on only two-thirds of the national cable television systems. The second Wednesday night Conference USA midweek game took place on a clear fall night in El Paso, Texas. The UTEP Miners lost to the improving New Mexico State Aggies by a 28-7 score. The final head count for that midweek game in El Paso's Sun Bowl, televised by ESPN2, was 19,727 fans. UTEP's Wednesday night, October 18th game last night against New Mexico State, played in perfect weather conditions, drew almost 10,000 fewer paying customers than the Miners played in front of during the team's two Saturday football games back in September. UTEP's general admission seats are priced at just $10 a ticket. And if you assume that every lost ticket sale last night was attributed to the lower ticket prices, Wednesday night's home gate receipts for the home team at UTEP were down by $96,630 when they compare that to an average Saturday game played back in September. And since most of the UTEP fans would have purchased some concessions during the game, I'm sure the Miners lost more than $150,000 for the night last night by playing that game on a Wednesday night instead of their traditional Saturday kickoffs. Now, most football fans would agree that October is the prime month of the football season to attend a game in person. As the temperatures finally start to cool off in the fall, especially down here in the South, the moderate October weather conditions will bring more smiles to the faces of the fans as they mingle and tailgate and enjoy a game day on campus at a college football game. So why is Conference USA staging midweek college football games on Tuesday and Wednesday nights during the month of October? Of course, it's television and the money. Athletic directors and administrators of the eight Conference USA schools will proudly say something like, "Hey, we're getting 3 hours of national publicity for our school." Well, that may be true, but a better question might be, and how many people are actually watching this midweek college football game on television? 1 week ago, Wednesday, October 11th, ESPN2 televised the Conference USA football game featuring UTEP at Florida International. And according to one report, the football game drew a little bit more than 330,000 television viewers nationwide. Now, by comparison, that total was just 12% of the number of people, 2.7 million, who were watching the Houston Astros playoff game at the Minnesota Twins on that very same night over on FS1. Those 330,000 television viewers for Conference USA's Wednesday night game last week is about representative for what they're getting every week so far in October. For those college teams which play on Saturday afternoons or evenings in October, though, television viewership ranges from about a million people up to about 7 million fans at home, depending on what the matchups are. So why would ESPN's family of networks or the primary Conference USA television partner, CBS Sports Network, want to televise a college football game on a Tuesday or Wednesday night in October? That's easy. In addition to the reliable beer and automobile, insurance and fast food commercials aimed toward college football's primarily male audience, October represents the start of the holiday advertising blitz. Ho, ho, ho! Those incremental advertising opportunities give the networks a jump on capturing even more holiday advertising dollars from the jewelers and other seasonal sponsors. Having any live college football event on a Tuesday or Wednesday night is going to bring at least twice the average weeknight audience over to ESPN2 or CBS Sports Network. Since the ad rates for those games are generally based on the number of TV eyeballs watching them, even 330,000 predominantly male viewers is a big deal in midweek for the marketing departments at those television networks. Did you know that one Conference USA team has just played three college football games in a span of only 11 days? Longtime Conference USA member Louisiana Tech University is the one that did it, and they were, pardon my pun, dog-tired last week. To accommodate television, the Bulldogs played at Conference USA member UTEP on Friday, September 29th. That game was on the CBS Sports Network. Then they returned home to Ruston to play the next Thursday night on October 5th on ESPN against Western Kentucky. Then, 5 days later, Louisiana Tech suited up to play on Tuesday, October 10th, a road game at Conference USA member Middle Tennessee State. Louisiana Tech's football team traveled nearly 3,000 miles on their round trips to El Paso and the Nashville, Tennessee areas over an 11-day stretch. And the team went 1-2 during that period. After being forced by Conference USA to play those three football games in only 11 days, the team, though, will not play another game until next Tuesday night. Oh yeah, another Tuesday game on October 24th at home against New Mexico State. And good luck trying to draw a good crowd on another school night on campus in Ruston, Louisiana. Who was dumb enough to give up every Saturday home game in October? Not one of the eight Conference USA football teams is going to play a Saturday home game during the month of October, which I consider to be the most desirable month of the year to attend a football game in person. This is madness, and it's the result of greedy people on both sides of the negotiating table. The school administrators want national television exposure for their programs and schools. The television networks will gladly televise any college football game to double or triple or more their advertising revenues on a weeknight approaching the holiday buying season. I would think that college football games would have more viewers than the next cornhole championship. As much as I'd like to blame the television networks, though, it's the schools and their athletic conference deserving the primary blame for not playing any Saturday football games in front of a hometown crowd during the month of October. Can you believe that? Not surprisingly, the eight Conference USA teams are all drawing fewer fans to the stadiums for these weekday games in October. The attendance stats back up my claim. Saturday home games played by each of the Conference USA teams during late August or September have drawn a higher average attendance. The attendance figures and the average ticket prices, which I'm going to use in my analysis, are directly from each of the team's official football websites. The financial results at the stadium around Conference USA are downright terrible this month. The schools are earning some incremental money coming from the ESPN family of networks and CBS Sports Network for moving those games to midweek, but is it worth it? Go to my website right now, swampswamisports.com. You can look at the analysis team by team and see how they're losing money in October. Fortunately for Conference USA, the Mid-America Conference, the MAC, will take the greedy dunce cap away from Conference USA and have their schools playing midweek football games beginning at the start of November. The MAC, though, bills their November games as midweek MACtion. Get it? MACtion? It's a catchy phrase. The Midwest-based MAC schools also do a better job of promoting and marketing their slate of midweek games to the students and the fans. If old Swamp Swami here was declared the czar of Conference USA today, though, I would gladly offer the MAC conference an additional month, the entire month of October, to play their home games on midweek television beginning next season. They can have it.
Yes!
The negatives for Conference USA must be outweighing the positives. For example, does anyone have any knowledge of the following? Verification that any Conference USA football program has been able to sign a top four-star or higher football recruit due to the player's desire to be seen on midweek television games next year? Or an increase in student enrollment at any Conference USA school due to the increased interest being shown by high school students who have watched those midweek football games on TV in October and want to come to your school? Or a significant uptick in alumni giving as a result of seeing your former college give up playing their Saturday college football games in October in favor of playing the games on midweek television? When I played high school football back with Fred and Barney in the Flintstone ages, junior varsity games were played early in the week, and that's because the varsity games were being played later in the week on Friday nights. When I watch Conference USA football teams playing on a Tuesday or Wednesday night, kind of feels like I'm watching two schools who aren't worthy of playing their games on a Saturday like most of the other major college FBS teams are. Those other 125 FBS programs get to tee up and play their games in front of larger crowds with happier fans on a good old October Saturday afternoon or evening in this wonderful month. Whether or not you agree with my opinion, it is incredibly unfair to the football players, the students, the coaches, and the ticket-buying fans around Conference USA's teams to sacrifice every single Saturday in the month of October for the sake of playing football games on second-tier, yes, I'll call them JV, television network channels. As a fan of Louisiana Tech's football team, I want the Bulldogs playing their October slate of conference games home and away on Saturdays beginning next year. Can you imagine the laughter which would come out of Baton Rouge if the SEC told LSU and the other conference schools they were going to play all their October football games on weeknights next year? Yeah, right. Hopefully the blowback, financial and otherwise, from the players and students and coaches and fans at the Conference USA member institution will bring an end to this October madness before the start of the 2024 college football season. And if not, I hope that my alma mater at Louisiana Tech will finally tell CUSA, see ya, soon. That's exactly what other former members did after they left to join the American Athletic Conference or the Sun Belt Conference in the last couple of years. I'm Swamp Swami.